Well, back up here, anti-poverty campaigners are meeting in Edinburgh to look at new ways of tackling the issue. They say the problem is at its worst since the 1990s. Next week, the Scottish Government's announcing its tax and spending plans for the year ahead, and campaigners are very much hoping to see measures which will help vulnerable people and families. Let's speak to Peter Kelly, who's the Chief Executive of the Poverty Alliance charity and is involved in today's gathering in Edinburgh. So, Peter, first of all, just give us a picture then of poverty levels in Scotland at the moment.
So I think we've seen for many years now poverty, whilst not soaring in Scotland, across the UK we've seen levels of poverty increasing. We've seen what we refer to as deep poverty, so those falling far below the poverty line, increasing really every year, every period that we measure since the 1990s. The progress that we have made on child poverty in Scotland, we think, has effectively stalled. So our efforts, which are genuine efforts in Scotland, from Scottish Government to lift children out of poverty, they're not going far enough, they're not going fast enough. And we see that reflected in issues around the number of families and number of children using relying on food banks on a regular basis. We see that reflected in the difficulties that people have in ensuring that they have a warm, dry home. So we're faced with a whole range of problems, and what we're trying to do today is bring almost 200 of the Poverty Alliance's members, that's community and voluntary organisations, faith groups, trade unions, together to say, right, what do we do? What do we say differently about how we make the change that we require?
So, Peter, you mentioned the Scottish Government's efforts there. So they say that they make a series of family payments, and one of those is the Scottish Child Payment, which they say has given over £1 billion of help to families in Scotland. What do you make of how those policies have worked?
I mean, some of them are working. I think Scottish Child Payment, I think, is something in Scotland that we ought to be proud of, that the campaigners campaigned for that policy. We won it. We've seen it increase significantly since it was first introduced during the pandemic, and it is having an impact. You know, the estimates vary about how many children have been lifted out of poverty or kept out of poverty, but we know that tens of thousands of children have been affected by that. We also know that it's having an impact further down the income scale, so it is at the very least relieving some of the intense pressure that many families are experiencing. So, but we're not going far enough. We're not having a big enough impact. And whilst, you know, the budget coming up next week is important, I think we all recognise that there are long-term changes that need to be made. Mm. And that's what we're discussing today.
So what kind of new things and long-term changes then do you think are needed?
So I think we need to consider the kind of quality of work that's available. So there's a big emphasis both from UK and Scottish Government on ensuring that people get into work. Well, what does that mean when you move into work? Is that a route out of poverty for people? And how do we transform the labour market so that it is? The other major factor that eases pressure on people in poverty or helps them move out of poverty is having affordable and secure housing. And we need to invest more in housing, and we need to see that as a priority at the budget next week, but also going forward we need to see more investment in housing. So those are a couple of areas: social security, housing, but also the efforts to improve work and to ensure that we're contributing to addressing the climate crisis as we transform our labour market. So those are big issues that we're discussing today, and how we can be active, how communities can be active in shaping the changes that we have, that we need coming up.
Okay, thank you very much for joining us, Peter. Peter Kelly there, who's the Chief Executive of the charity, the Poverty Alliance.